Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Be Mitch Finley and Jacob Dylan. I meant to tell White Brian something. I started to watch that Bob Dylan movie on the plane to California. And I was in charge of the six-year-old at the time, so I only watched like a half hour. But we all gave you a bunch of grief about going to that movie with your wife. It was kind of good, first half hour anyway. Mm-hmm. He took down like Joan Baez. There was a lot going on, but it was kind of entertaining. Now, perhaps more germane to the Sports Talk program. RAS scores. RAS measures athleticism in players, football players. Commanders, Football Insights just put out team RAS scores. They average out all the players drafted. Commanders tops in the league for best athletes drafted in this draft.
Really?
Yo, Samus Reyes is one of the best-looking athletes I've ever seen. He couldn't play football. Yep. Being an athlete doesn't guarantee success, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but I think when you have the production that a lot of these guys had, along with that athleticism, proves that they're not Samus Reyes. He was a guy that they thought they were finding.
Right.
And he had
just gotta make it a joke.
Yeah, but he had nothing to go with his stuff. I think when you look
here's a better example. Antonio Gandy Golden was an off the charts athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Retired. Didn't have it in him.
Yeah, some people don't have it.
Right.
But I look at Connolly and I go to Amos. I think we've seen them play. Go down to Virginia Tech with Lane. The kid, Witchcomb, he got to be more consistent tackling. The linebacker from UCLA.
UCLA, yeah.
And then the running back, he got screwed by the NCAA, but when he got his chances,
he's been good.
He got something with him.
He
got to coach, and then again, he's got to coach it up.
Right.
Get it out of him.
I think
this coaching staff has done that.
For me, Adam Peters clearly has a type. Mm-hmm. He likes athletes. And I think that. Like, if I had to have a driving force, now, I think you can see in the type of people they draft
mm-hmm.
that the person really matters. But if I had to have, if I'm deciding between two people and I like them both, and one of them's a way better athlete, I'm going that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of these rankings from Football Insights, Commanders are at the top. Just behind them, the Vikings. You could almost say the Vikings and the Washington is tied. They're both mm-hmm. at like a... It's like a minuscule. I tweeted out this graphic and put it on my Facebook if anybody wants to check it out. Three of the top four spots, though, B,
uh-huh.
are the NFC East. Washington 1, Giants 3, Eagles 4.
Mm. Glad you didn't say Cowboys.
Guess where the Dallas Cowboys landed?
Last.
Dead last.
Because they pick people that Jerry liked, not people that really can play.
Dead last by like a significant. Look at this. Look how far down and
that's
over.
Bad. Yeah. That's bad,
no. That gives me great pleasure. Sue me. Now, B, I don't want to lose sight of mentioning this. I saw this live last night. I was watching some hoops last night. Dude, we got a little bit of breaking news here. I don't think this is enough, frankly. The NFL just announced they have fined. So the kid that prank called Shedeur Sanders mm-hmm. and some of these other guys.
Yeah.
His father's a defensive coordinator for the Falcons. He was the interim coach for the Jets. Jeff Ulbrich is.
Yeah, he should be fine.
The NFL fined the Falcons $250,000.
Yeah.
And they fined specifically Ulbrich $100,000.
Oh, yeah. I think it's good because let's be real, man. He has a private number. And when you get that, you are held to a certain standard. You can't just let your kid get it. And for me, the fact that his kid did it and what his kid did tells me daddy was at home talking and did not protect that information. So he should have got fined $100,000, probably more. Because if you go through life and you meet people's kids, you can basically listen to the kid and find out what the hell the parents are talking about at home. And that right there shows me what his dad was talking about and how his dad was acting. So it gave him, the feeling that he had the authority to go do something like that.
I think you might be right, B. I don't know.
You can dislike people. You can do what you want to do, especially at that time. That time is so life-changing for people.
Yeah, man. People
you don't want to play games like that.
People that want to be dismissive of it as, oh, it's just a prank call. Why are you taking it so seriously?
No.
That kid is national.
Yeah.
Now, did he bring some of it on himself? Yeah. It's a complicated thing. But the prank call was unnecessary.
They don't care because it was Shadur. If it was somebody else, they would give a damn.
What about Tyler Warren? Yeah. Who's a guy that I've met and really liked, and he's a Virginia native, and everybody thinks he's going to be the first tight end off the board, and he doesn't go there, and then they prank call him and say, oh, we're taking you, and it turned out to be BS.
Uh-huh.
That is mean-spirited.
It is. And it should be. The thing about it is people that like to just let stuff like that go, they're the same people that if somebody they don't like get injured or murdered, then they don't give a damn.
I think Connerly was on with Grant and Danny yesterday and said he got pranked. The NFL's
got
to lock this up.
My question is, if the NFL is going to be getting people's numbers to call them, they should not be allowing people to get that information. Now, if it's one of your boys or somebody that knew your number doing it, when you see him, whip his ass.
Right.
Put hands on him.
I think the NFL has discovered they have a problem with this list that goes out. So maybe... I mean, honestly, why does the D coordinator even have everybody's phone number? Yeah, dudes that make that call is the coach or the GM.
But why does the D coordinator have the quarterback from another team's number?
Because they send out a giant list of everybody's. Nah, so everybody
it should be sent to
every
only,
draft pick has
only
to get,
the GM
right.
Should have that.
Every draft pick has to provide a phone number that they can absolutely be accessed on during draft weekend. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a lot of these dudes, it's probably not a big deal. If you're a projected fifth rounder out of South Dakota State, there's probably not that many people tracking down your phone number.
They get pranked.
But for a lot of these people, their number is a hot commodity. And I just think, yo, NFL, let's lock up that list. GMs only. Head coaches only. I think this should be a wake-up call, and I hope it is. Nobody go anywhere. Neil Greenberg joins us next.